Quality proteins aren't just for special occasions. With Omaha Steaks, you get mouth-watering proteins delivered right to your door, individually packaged and portioned, so a great dinner is just minutes away. From Taco Tuesday to a weekend feast, taste the Omaha Steaks difference. Start getting flavorful proteins delivered today. Visit omahasteaks.com and get $35 off with promo code AUDIO at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, code AUDIO. Terms apply. See site for details.
Off the ball. Rugby.
There's a natural point, isn't there, after a World Cup where you look to refresh the group. We've got so much talent, so much potential coming through the Irish system, whether it be the WNTS, the Pathway, the Celtic Challenge, and the girls that are named fully deserving of their opportunity.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Ball's Football Daily.
Hello and welcome along to Monday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Coming up today, Ireland report a full clean bill of health as the players arrive for Thursday's World Cup playoff semi-final against the Czech Republic. Drogheda confirmed that Joanna Byrne's been removed from her role as co-chairperson and director of the club. Manchester City win their 9th League Cup after a 2-0 win over Arsenal. And Sunderland complete a league double over Newcastle, while Spurs are still without a league win this year. But first, the Ireland squad trained this morning ahead of Thursday night's crucial World Cup playoff semi-final against the Czech Republic, a game you can hear live on Off the Ball from Prague. All 25 players arrived over the course of last night and this morning, including Quívín Kelleher, Nathan Collins, Seamus Coleman, Robbie Brady and Troy Parrott. And assistant coach John O'Shea gave this update.
Listen, you know, the way it works for the weekend when the boys meet up, you're nervous for as soon as the game starts Friday. And obviously we had Friday evening to Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, really. So, but listen, the boys are in a good place. Training today, it was almost reminding me like of it's that cup final scenario. Everyone's wanting to get in the team. The intensity, the noise and the atmosphere around the boys is brilliant. I think it's the confidence, quiet confidence, and I think the group growing together. It's great to see, but also, no, there's a lot of hard work to come.
Remember, Off the Ball will have all the build-up to the game in Prague this week. Stephen Doyle will be joined by Stewie Byrne in the commentary box for the match. Owen Sheehan will present the show live from the ground on Thursday night. The green scene will also be there with Matthew Brennan, Ben Symes and David Wilson in and around Prague to get all the fan build-up ahead of one of Ireland's biggest games in recent history. There'll be some special episodes of the green scene live from the Czech capital from Wednesday through to Friday. Drogheda United's owners have announced that Joanna Byrne has been removed from her role with the club as co-chairperson. Last month, Byrne claimed the club's board of directors said her position was untenable after her statement around Ireland's Nations League games against Israel later this year. Byrne, who's a Sinn Féin TD for Louth, had said she wouldn't step down from the voluntary role with Drogheda, but the Trivella Group issued a statement today to say Byrne has been removed from her role, and the club says Benjamin Boycott will act as a sole chairperson while a new local director and co-chair are sought. Manchester City boss Pep Guardiola says their League Cup success is a sign of how strong the club is. A 2-0 win against Arsenal at Wembley yesterday in the final saw Guardiola lift the trophy for the fifth time since he became Manchester City boss. Nico O'Reilly scored both goals in the second half of the 9-time winners. It adds to an impressive haul for Guardiola.
Remember what we have done together in 10 years, winning 19 titles in 10 years in the modern era in England, in Europe. It's the heads off for all organisations.
O'Reilly, who's an academy product and Manchester born, says it was an unbelievable feeling.
To win a final, obviously to beat this team, we know how good they are. And now we need to build on it. It'll give us good momentum. And buzzing with today.
Arsenal boss Mikel Arteta wants his players to use the pain and disappointment of the loss to push them to glory in other competitions. The Premier League leaders have a 9-point lead at the top with 7 games to go. They're in the quarterfinals of the FA Cup and Champions League. So Arteta is confident they can push on for success.
I have some perspective on it, and what this team has done in the last 8 months has been incredible, and we're going to use this disappointment and this fire in the belly to have the most amazing 2 months that we have ever together, and that's on us.
Arsenal defender William Saliba suffered an ankle injury in the game, which means he won't go away with France on international duty. He played the full 90 minutes. Crystal Palace defender Maxence Lacroix has been called up to replace him in that French squad. Meanwhile, Manchester City defender Nathan Ake says winning that League Cup could energise them after the international break. Ake believes it could also help City claw back that 9-point deficit to Arsenal next month, given the fact that the two sides still have to play each other.
Yeah, it's a massive boost. I think every title is a, is one you take, and I think this gives a bit of a boost. Obviously now there's international break, but after that we come back and we go again. You never know what's going to happen. Obviously there's a lot of points behind, but you never know. We have the FA Cup as well. We're going to give everything and then we'll see.
Tottenham captain Christian Romero says every game is a final now, after their 3-0 loss at home to Nottingham Forest left them just 1 point above the relegation zone. Spurs boss Igor Tudor didn't speak to the media after the game due to a family bereavement. Instead, his assistant Bruno Salter stepped in, and he's confident they have the backing of the club's owners.
The best way to do it is focusing every day in, like, doing your best, like trying to be the best version of yourself, trying to push through difficulties, focusing on like every action, not focusing on the end goal. It's just focusing and giving your best every day.
On yesterday's Sunday kickback, Brian Kerr joined Stephen Doyle and said the nervous atmosphere around the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium is definitely affecting the players.
You can see the players become more and more anxious, whereas with the Tottenham games, the home games have become just a burden for them now. The crowd are edgy. The crowd react to any bit of nervousness or any bit of uncertain play. Vicario, they don't like him. As a goalkeeper, they don't feel he's good enough. And the second goal he let in today with Gibbs White, that will kind of put more fuel to the fire of that opinion to Tottenham fans. When that nervousness starts from the back, when they're trying to build up in the crowd start getting on the player's house. You can see the players become more and more anxious, and they don't have the quality or the characters in the team to overcome that. They don't have the experience either. A lot of young players playing between the defensive positions, the midfield. In the midfield area, particularly today, you look at Tarr and Archie Gray, and they just haven't been around long enough to get over that type of edginess that's in the stadium.
The win for Forest has them 3 points above the relegation places now, and it capped the great 4 days for Forest boss Vitor Pereira. It was a huge win domestically after they reached the quarterfinals of the Europa League in Denmark.
Of course, if you in a week that you win two games, one for Europa League and the other one in the league, it's important to give confidence, to believe in ourselves.
Sunderland boss Régis Labrie says the club is on cloud nine after doing the double over Newcastle. Yesterday's 2-1 win was sealed with a Brian Brobbey winner in the last minute at St James's Park. The newly promoted side have gone above their local rivals in the league table.
Big achievement, winning two derbies in the same year. I think it means a lot for our fans, it means a lot for the group and the quality we showed. This game was tough with the crowd as well, so they were intense, but we showed what we wanted to show during the second half.
Newcastle boss Eddie Howe says losing to Sunderland again was even worse than being hammered by Barcelona. Yesterday's 2-1 loss came off the back of their 7-2 midweek defeat in the Champions League against Barca, and Howe's hurting after seeing Sunderland do a Tyne-Wear derby double and also go a point above them.
Barcelona game was very tough. Today's even tougher. I always absorb that blame myself. I don't look to deflect it anywhere else. Certainly won't deflect it to my players. I protect my players till my last breath. And yeah, going to be a tough, painful few days for me.
Régis Labrie says defender Lutzarel Hertrida will also get the support he needs after suffering alleged racist abuse during the game. The match was briefly paused. The referee spoke to both managers after he became aware of an incident, and Labrie has praised Anthony Taylor for his handling of the situation.
I think the referee acted well because he reported the problem, which is the first step. After that, you have to solve the problem.
And how is your player?
I think he seems okay, but we'll see.
With Tottenham losing, West Ham could have moved out of the bottom three, but they were beaten 2-0 away to Aston Villa. That result moved Villa into fourth place and just 1 point behind third place Manchester United. West Ham stay in the relegation zone. Boss Nuno Espirito Santo said his side put in an abject display.
Not a good performance. First half, never comfortable. Really never comfortable in the game. We lose duels. We arrived late to the press. We didn't break them. We had possession, but side to side, not to break.
Newcastle winger Harvey Barnes and Arsenal defender Ben White have both been called up to the England squad for their friendlies against Uruguay and Japan. They come in for injured pair Eberechi Eze and Jarrell Kwanzaa. Barnes has one cap, while White hasn't been involved since 2022. Scotland had recently tried to persuade Harvey Barnes to switch international allegiance before the World Cup this summer. Dan Ballard will miss Northern Ireland's playoff semi-final against Italy on Thursday night due to a hamstring injury. The Sunderland defender missed yesterday's win over Newcastle. It's unclear if Ballard could be fit in time for a potential playoff final against Wales or Bosnia-Herzegovina next week if they can come through against Italy. Meanwhile, Liverpool forward Federico Chiesa has withdrawn from the Italy squad. He met up with them but wasn't deemed fit to stay, and Chiesa came on as a second half substitute in Liverpool's loss to Brighton on Saturday. Former Liverpool defender Trent Alexander-Arnold was dropped for Real Madrid's win over Atletico Madrid last night for being late to training this week. Marks the second league game in a row he hasn't been a starter. Alexander-Arnold was left on the bench against Elche when manager Alvaro Arbeloa said he wanted to give him some rest. He did start against Manchester City last Tuesday in the Champions League. Alexander-Arnold has made 20 appearances in his first season at Madrid since his move from Liverpool. He's missed multiple games due to a hamstring injury, and he also sustained a right thigh issue. The right back was left out of Thomas Tuchel's 35-man England squad last week, and Real went on to win that game 3-2 last night to leave them 4 points behind Barcelona in La Liga. Celtic will go into the international break still third in the Scottish Premiership after yesterday's 2-0 loss away to Dundee United. The defending champions are 5 points behind leaders Hearts with 7 games to play. Manager Martin O'Neill says his team succumbed rather meekly at Tannadice.
The last couple of months we've shown a really great spirit and a determination to fight back in matches, to go and maybe claw late goals, such things like this here. But the fight and determination, I thought, was a kind of a hallmark of us. You know, I felt that was missing in the second half today.
Celtic captain Callum McGregor says they've only got themselves to blame.
Sometimes you just have to eat humble pie, you know. It's you want to come here and win, but if we're honest, we probably didn't do enough in the game in terms of creating chances, and then we lose a couple of poor goals and the game sort of gets away from us a little bit. And sometimes you have to accept that, you know, we didn't do enough, and that's on us.
Leicester's relegation fears have deepened after a 2-1 loss against Aston Villa in the WSL. The bottom team are 3 points adrift of West Ham. It finished nil-all between Brighton and Liverpool in the other game. And pop singer Chappell Roan's apologised to former Chelsea and Arsenal midfielder Jorginho after he criticised the singer for the extremely aggressive manner of her security team, which he said left his 11-year-old daughter in tears. Jorginho, who now plays for Flamengo in Brazil, claimed on Saturday his daughter had walked past Chappell Roan in a hotel in Sao Paulo to check to see if it was really her before being confronted by the pop star's security team. In a post on Instagram, Jorginho described it as a very upsetting situation and said his daughter was extremely shaken and cried a lot afterwards. Jorginho's post went viral on Sunday then. Chappell Roan posted a video to Instagram criticising the security guard at the centre of the incident, and she apologised to the mother and child. That's about all we have time for in today's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. I'll be back with more tomorrow.
To unlock much more from the OTB football feed, sign up at offtheball.com/join now.